Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps aside. For the final channel of four, there are those of you who are super esoteric, who find meanings in many things besides that which is three dimensions, who understand that vibration fits in with your life to the same degree as that which is three-dimensional, which fits into others. That which guides your life many times is invisible, things you feel. Every single channel we have given you has had other, what I will call, energies and markers to try to identify what it was about. We often turn to the ancient Tibetan numerology. And we say again, there are many numerological systems. We try to go to the simplest and the most original. And if you took a look at channeling one, it would be about new beginnings. The beginning was about crystals. It was a channel that would identify where you were, what happened here. If you take a look at what was revealed in channel two, the two in Tibetan numerology means duality. We started to get into the energies of what the crystals are saying to you. So we involved the human right away. The last time we sat in front of you was channel three. A three is a catalyst, and we told you about the life of the crystalline grids. We revealed whale and dolphin energies as part of the system. But did you notice that each channel got just a little more esoteric than the last? So we go from a very grounded way of talking about the gems in the ground and what is here in 3D, all the way to the last channel where we start talking about things that are very esoteric, that have only to do with energies that people sense and not know, beyond the sense, without validation, without science. And now channel four. When you look at what four is, again, in the numerology that we celebrate and has been developed over centuries, loosely it means the grounding of Gaia. Is it possible we have returned full circle? And the answer is not really. But we're going to talk about the most esoteric thing yet, and we're going to speak of Gaia. But before we do, we like you to connect the dots, even those who are not esoteric, even those who have come simply to watch and to listen. We like to give you some things to ponder, even before we give you interesting things that perhaps you're not interested in. Some of you respond to the grid of the crystalline and don't even know you're responding to it. You lump everything into one phrase, God, Spirit. And that is not inaccurate, and yet it breaks down in the system of the planet to being the grid which you sit in. Let me explain this more carefully. Some humans are literally pulled to different places to live. And they won't necessarily live there all the time. They will be placed there for a while to do whatever they came for, literally, what they came for. Sometimes they remain and ground the land. Sometimes they move on to do it somewhere else. These are old souls. But these old souls have all had the same experience. They come to a place And somehow, some way, it speaks to them and says, here, here is where you should be. And it happens all over the planet. It doesn't necessarily even mean you should be with your culture. The Akashic family is worldwide, and yet often it's spread around. There are many stories from people in distant lands that may not even speak the language of this one. And they'll come to a place like this and it will ring with truth to them. They'll meet karmic family and they'll hear something in the very cells of their body that says, here is where you belong. And in order to enhance that, they will have synchronicity, which literally points their direction, and it'll be so easy to be in the right place without complications, and they know the validation is there. And they will find themselves in the perfect place for that moment at that time. And they'll find the peace of being in the right place at the right time. Here's my question, dear linear human being. How does that happen? Is it always the word of God who is speaking to you in the field that says, here's where you belong? Or is it part, perhaps, of a more elegant system set up by Spirit, the great source that we speak of, the one who put the systems in place? And what is it that spoke to you about living here, or coming here, or remaining here or there, wherever you are? Would you not then start equating that to Gaia? Because you're being asked to relocate. Or maybe in the case of this, it's to locate finally to where you belong. And that comes from the earth, dear ones. You stand someplace and you feel the energies of the planet speaking to you that says, this is it. This is where you belong for now. And if you start connecting the dots and putting this together, you will see something I'm going to tell you now, something that is very esoteric and we've talked about before. This planet knows who you are. Indeed, so does Spirit. If you want to lump it all into one thing and say it's all God, do it. But dear ones, it's more elegant than that. Much more elegant. This planet is designed through the crystalline grid for helping you to know, old soul, where you should be. There's all manner of other helps. Those who have done astrocartography to find out where the energy lines are in the planet, well, you will do the best for the things that you do the best, whether it's compassion or business, or whether it's just being and grounding. It's all planet-based. It's Gaia-based. And dear ones, it's carried on the crystalline grid. I want to tell you something I told you many, many years ago. What I'm about to tell you is nothing that any human ever has to know. There is minutia of the way multidimensional systems work. Some of it's physics. Beautiful. And some of it is not. Some of it is purely esoteric. And it talks about how humanity works with the coming and the going that takes place. From this pool, this source where you come and go from, called the central source. You may have 6-7 billion souls on the planet, but you do understand, do you not, that there is a core group who keeps coming back and keeps coming back. But there are always new ones. So you end up with old souls and new ones. And that is why we say to you, the ones who have been here the longest have the most experience, and you are the ones that know. You feel the wisdom of the ages. And so many of you do the linear thing. Well, what am I supposed to do with it? Do I have a book to write? Do I have other things? And we say, what if you're simply supposed to be? What if your very presence of your live body and your soul in a certain place actually affects the dirt of the earth? The animals know who you are. The atmosphere knows. Tell me, when you walk out and the trees talk to you and the devas jiggle with light, they are saying you're in the right place. Greetings. The earth is allied with you, and this is why we want to talk to you about this. Years ago, we told you something. It's not important to know this, but it's the most esoteric thing we can give you in this fourth installment. There is something called the Cave of Creation. It is a multi-dimensional energy in a physical place. It will never be found, ever. It's hidden. Even with the greatest instruments that will ever be discovered or developed, this cave will never be found. It hides. It must be physical. It is crystalline. And we told you that. Long before the nodes and the nulls were ever identified on this planet, we spoke of the Cave of Creation, and we gave you some metaphors, some of which are truly metaphors and some which combine with a physical truth. We said that there was a crystal, a special one, for every single man and woman on the planet. It's a soul crystal. And then we started making statements that no human can truly understand because they're out of the concept of time. And here's the statement we made. And in retrospect, you can discuss this in groups, you can argue about it, but here is the statement. There is a crystal for every soul who will ever be on this planet, ever. And you might say, well, that sounds like predestination. How could you have crystals for every soul, even when they haven't arrived yet? Doesn't that mean you know who's coming? And the answer is, we know who's coming. That is not predestination. That's planning. It's a beautiful system. To think for a moment, that is how we know you, and you are known by the planet. You are part of it. The essence of your very Akashic lifetimes are stored in a crystal in the Cave of Creation. Now listen, this should make sense. There's no such thing as a human soul. The soul is eternal and was here long before this universe. It's not human. The soul is something far greater than that. It happens to belong to humans today, while there are humans here. When you come to this planet, the crystal comes alive and is imbued with your energy. If you've been here before, there's already information in that crystal. It is everything you ever were, every lifetime you've ever lived. It imbues itself with you, and you then continue your journey on this planet, and it remains in the Cave of Creation. When you leave, everything you've done in that lifetime is deposited in the crystal, and you leave. You don't carry human Akash when you're outside of the purview of this planet. You are part of the creative source as a soul, as part of the soup of the universe, of all that is, the field. Hardest thing for humans to understand is that their soul is not singular. And we've given you this over and over. You're part of a soup of creation, of the field itself. When you come back to the planet, the crystal is revisited. And that crystal that has your name of light in it comes alive yet again, and you've returned. But you've returned with all of the information from the Akash that's in that crystal. It remembers who you are, and you come in biologically. And there's a part then of the Akash that is carried in your physicality. We've talked of that in the pineal. We've talked of that. But dear ones, you have to know that the original deposit of coming and going is crystalline. Therefore, listen, connect the dots. Therefore, The earth knows you. And if you want to know the final aspect and purpose of the crystalline grid on this planet, it's to know you. Now I am telling you, connect these dots. When you're pulled into a place, any place on this planet, and you feel it speaking to you, that's because the planet knows you. You are allied with this earth in ways you really, really don't know about. It knows who you are. Because the crystalline grid is allied with the cave of creation. Your very cellular structure is filled with that information that came from the cave. There are many crystals that have yet no soul embodiment, because there are many more to come on this planet. And again, we say to you that this particular cave not only knows who is coming and going, but it has the potentials of all of you. That is how important this node is. That's how important the crystalline is. And so as you look upon this, the physical three-dimensional embodiment of a crystal that grows in the ground, you have a giant wink that says, now you understand the full picture. Why crystallines are benevolent. Why you like them so much. Why they speak to you. Why you can't really even take your eyes off some of them. Some of you were in the mine yet today looking around. And so many of you, you didn't just find a stone. You found an energy. And some of the energies literally spoke and said, take me home. And the reason, dear ones, is because Gaia knows you. The most esoteric thing we could tell you, and yet the most common thing that an old soul will feel and know. Now you know the mechanics of it. Now you know the rest of the story. Congratulations for wading through this information, the minutiae of it, the energy of it. There will be those who listen to this who don't believe any of it. Yet. And there'll come a day when they will want to listen again to find out what they missed when they didn't care. That's what's happening to consciousness as it starts to elevate and discover itself. And so it is, before we go, we congratulate the stewards of the land that we sit upon for being in the right place at the right time and listening to Gaia when it said, you go here. And so it is.